wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us on Football Saturday here, high school football playoffs. There are big ones today. We're going to have UNC football on the air for you guys today. But, boy, if you have a chance and you're in this area, get out and take part. Get to some of the local games. I'll go over those in a second. First of all, I want to thank Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, 454-3355. You circle that number and stick it up on the fridge. Any part you need, big car part, truck part, machine part, whatever you need, they're going to get it for you. Gould Parts, don't worry about calling up those other parts places that say, we'll get it for you in 2 days, three, whatever that is. Just call Gould Parts. You get it done. Vic, Marie, the whole gang down there, and of course, Alan Gould. They're 9 years with us now. So also, when you get in there, tell them thanks. Tell them thanks for all that they do for KFK and for Preps Radio. Speaking of KFKA, folks, KFKA's Cash for Christmas giveaway. That's right. This holiday season, 103.1 and 1310 KFK handing out cold, hard cash for Christmas. Follow the Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary, to four locations. Now it's three because yesterday we were out at On the Rocks Liquor in Greeley. Boy, that was fantastic. A lot of people showing up to say hello to Brian. And we've got our first entrant into, there's going to be five at the end of this thing, vying for $1,000, $500, or $300 on the 17th of December. And we've got our first name in there. So we've got one in the book already. Starting November 15th, that was a few days ago on Monday, we had registration boxes out there at On the Rocks Liquor at Midnight Oil, the Tavern at St. Michael Square, and Rule 105. So get out there, go to each store of those. Well, once again, On the Rocks Liquor, Midnight Oil, the Tavern at St. Michael Square, and Rule 105 Brewing. And get your name in each one of those boxes. Chance to win. There's also going to be a second chance drawing, too. So even after the remote at the individual stores, they're still going to be taking registrations all the way up until December 15th. And on the 17th of December, live from Rule 105, we're going to have the drawing for the big winner, $1,000, $500, or $300. For more information, tune in to the Good Afternoon Guy, weekdays 3 to 5. That's Brian Gary, of course, or visit our website at 1310kfka.com. All right, on the program today, we're going to get you the local lineup for football here in just a minute, and then we'll get caught up with a bunch of great coaches this week. Lane Wasinger, the Roosevelt Rough Riders coach, Riders, the number one seed in the 3A tournament at home against Holy Family. Almost every game on the dial is 1 o'clock Saturday today. So get on out there. Get on out there to catch a game in Johnstown. It's fantastic. Roosevelt will take on Holy Family. We'll catch up with Lane Wasinger. Casey Doss and the University Bulldogs, they'll take on the Eaton Reds today at Eaton High School at 1 o'clock. How about the Bulldogs? Not only did they win the girls win the state volleyball tournament and come home with a gold ball there, This university football team has knocked it out of the park. They beat the 5 seed, the 4 seed, and now they take on the number 1 seeded Reds in a rematch from an earlier game this year. Also, Jeremy Hayden, the Northridge football coach, will hear from him as well. Jeremy, what a great year for them. First time to the playoffs in 7 years, first time with a winning record in 7 years, and they almost beat Meade in the first round of the playoffs, lost 21-20, but they get almost everybody back next year. Northridge, Jeremy Hayden turning that program around. We'll catch up with him as well. All right, so locally for us today, Eaton High School, 1 o'clock, University, the 12 seed, Eaton is the 1 seed. Also at 1 o'clock, just about a stone's throw from Eaton in Severance. The Brush Beat Diggers, who beat Resurrection Christian last week, will take on the Severance Silver Knights, who went down to TCA and beat the Classical Academy. That's a terrific game as well. The 7-seeded Beat Diggers, the 6-seeded Severance Silver Knights. 3A games of note for us. We told you about Roosevelt at home against Holy Family, 1 o'clock today as well. The Meade Mavericks, they're the 5-seed. They travel all the way down to Durango, the defending state champion who beat Roosevelt last year. Frederick is the 6-seed. They'll go to Fort Morgan. Boy, that's a nice Northern Colorado battle right there. I like Frederick. I think at 9-1, the Warriors could be the upsetter. I think I'm actually picking them to face Roosevelt in the championship in Pueblo. So interesting game there. Frederick and Fort Morgan in that one. And Palisade goes against Luther in the bottom half of that bracket, but that's out of our area. Other games in Northern Colorado, the Erie Tigers. And we caught up with Jeff Geiger and talked to him this week on Clark and a Coach. Erie Tigers, man, 11-0. They look great. 5-seed going to Palmer Ridge, the state runner-up. So down at Monument, Colorado for that one. That's also 1 o'clock today. And that is locally, that's it today. So make sure you get out and take care of all that stuff for you as we get to it. Talked about KFK's Cash for Christmas. We've got Lane Wassinger coming up. We've got Casey Doss coming up. We've got Jeremy Hayden coming up. So all that's coming up right here on Preps Rewind. Again, we're brought to you by Gould Parts right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program on this Saturday here in Northern Colorado. It is the Preps Rewind, again brought to you by Gould Parts. Want to thank our Coach's Corner sponsor, of course, too. That's the Tatanka Grill and Kramer's Wedge Store out there. Boy, anytime you're on the road, you know where to go. Go to that great Tatanka Grill. Could be a standalone restaurant, completely knocking it out of the park. So thank you to Luke and all the guys out there at Kramer's Wedge Store and that wonderful Tatanka Grill. They've got you covered in Eaton and Greeley at the U Fillets as well. All right, we caught up with Lane Wassinger, the Roosevelt football coach, talking about his number one seeded Roosevelt Rough Riders. Here's that interview. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. How has practice been this week for you guys so far? I know we're just at Wednesday. So what does that look like for you guys? Is it film on Monday? Do you come out and start hitting on Tuesday? Or what does that look like? And is any different once you get from regular season into the playoffs?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think at the end of the day, if you're practicing this time of year, you're one of the best teams. So we're blessed to be out there each day still practicing and kind of taking in all those moments and those memories together and just fighting for another week together, a week at a time. So practices have been awesome. Kids are bought in. Their juice is good. And, the way we structure practices, you know, we're always fighting daylight and stuff too. So we've been able to kind of transition to our game field every now and then and get under the lights and do some stuff like that. So otherwise, we keep it pretty, you know, business as usual. We, get in. We're one less day of rest when we have a Saturday game. So, Monday we're watching film and, learning from our previous game. I know this week we kind of turned the page pretty quick and we're getting right next to ready to get our game going with Holy Family. So we've been going for the last few days getting ready for Holy Family and practice has been good and we're ready.
Coach, are practices just a little more crisp and shorter now that your regular season is over and the concentration may be just a little more intact?
Later in the week, yes. I think we still try to get two pretty kind of core days in and fulfill all the time we need to, you know, make sure that we're our run fits are there defensively and, our any installs offensively that we're doing, that those things are seeing full speed and all those things throughout practice. But, you know, as you kind of get towards, you know, Thursday and Friday, you know, even today, Wednesday, we should be a little bit more polished and start to taper a little bit and just kind of make sure that we have finalized everything and we're ready to go for the weekend.
All right. One of our great sponsors on KFK, on Preps Radio here, is TBK Bank, Hector Olivas. He is a Roosevelt alum. He texted me before the game, before your game against TJ the other day, and said, what do you think is going to happen? And I said, they're going to house this team. I said, this is going to be a 40-point Roosevelt win. It's 7-7 when I'm looking at the scoreboard early, so you had me worried there for a second. I think you guys got a touchdown pass early, but TJ comes back and puts one on you. Little slap in the face early. Your boys sure responded to that, didn't they?
They did. Yeah, and we weren't worried. You know, we've been in kind of some you know, unfamiliar territory all year, you know, especially early on drives until our kids kind of, you know, get some things figured out. But they always respond, and we know they will. And our coaches do a great job of finding adjustments or finding things that need to be adjusted throughout the game. So, again, we're one of those teams that, you know, even if we get hit early, we find ways to bounce back and continue to put our foot on the throttle for four quarters. You know, and we have the type of kids here at Roosevelt that, you know, when we play that way for four quarters, you know, we're it's a pretty tough challenge, I think, for a lot of teams to play our caliber of football for as long as we do for 48 minutes. So we just keep coming at it. You know, our kids don't panic. They just keep playing, and they play hard, and they play physical. And, you know, Thomas Jefferson's one of the top rushing offenses in the state. And so, you know, we knew that they were going to challenge us a little bit in their power run game. And, you know, we figured it out. And at the end of the day, we took care of business like you all expected. So.
Coach, is there anything you can take from your 49-7 win over Holy Family? That's been a long time ago. Anything that you learned from that, or obviously you drilled them, but you know they're an improved team as well.
They are. You know, it's a whole new team. You know, we might as well have played that game a year ago. So, like, you know, kind of like I said, we're kind of focusing on Holy Family as a brand new opponent. Again, we were at their place back in September, early September. Now we get them at home, and, you know, we tell our kids this is just another team with, you know, white jerseys and gold helmets that you've never seen before. So the kids will prepare for them like anyone else and kind of harbor that 1-0 mentality that we've preached all year long, and they're doing a great job of that. But to answer your question, Coach, you know, even us coaches, we will turn that tape on and, you know, do our due process in evaluating them and kind of seeing what they did to our, you know, offense and our defense and what they had success with. And, you know, we're able to kind of take away a few things from that game, but that's about it. You know, the rest of it, you know, they're a much different team than they were back in September. So we're kind of focused a little bit more on the Holy Family of November and not September.
Coach, you know, I always love to talk about your defense, so let's go back. Let's back up to the TJ game just for a second again and talk about the five takeaways in that ball game. I mean, it's what you guys do. Cooper Walton, again, leads the way tackling. Jaden Casanueva, two sacks in there. But the guy I want to give props to, Jaden Botterill, two picks and one. He turned around and went back to the house, a pick six. This defense, I mean, this is kind of what makes this team roll, right?
Yeah, you know, I think offensively too, but not to take anything away from our defense, and Coach Suman does a great job with them, and, you know, we attack the football defensively, and I think we lead the state in defensive turnovers. I think we've got like 34 on the year. I know we're leading the state in interceptions, and Jaden Botterill is a big part of that. You know, and then we protect the ball on offense. We've only turned the ball over five times all year. So when you're doing that and you're protecting the football offensively and, you know, you're going to go get the ball on defense, obviously you're going to experience quite a bit of success. So, no, and the funny thing with Jaden, you know, it was his birthday on Saturday.
Oh,
he
terrific.
Came in that morning. And I was like,
happy
hey, you
birthday,
get a
pick
six today? And he absolutely did. So, no, he's a weapon back there. He's been a real spark to our defense. You know, even going back to last year. So, you know, Jaden's done a fabulous job for us defensively, and, you know, he's got a nose for the football when it's in the air, and he's not afraid to come down and hit you either when you're running at him. So, good job by him, and our defense collectively, like I said, they're just, they flow fast, they're aggressive, they're disciplined. You know, they just, they help the offense a lot, you know what I mean? And we complement each other really well.
Yeah, and we talk about this all the time, how good it is to be at home, how great it is to play in Johnstown at Peterson Field. I mean, it's just it's a very, very cool experience. I imagine Saturday it's going to be packed. It's going to be loud. You guys were at Holy Family the first time. This time you're home, and this team is rolling. Talk about just playing in front of that crowd. Let's get them pumped up, and let's get that crowd out there Saturday, right?
Yeah, I mean, the community is such a big part of who we are, you know, at Roosevelt, and we're proud of it, and proud to be Rough Riders and live in the Johnstown Millican community. And, you know, you look up in the stands at times and you see people up there that, you know, they probably have no, you know, direct connection to Roosevelt other than they live here in Johnstown and Millican. And, you know, maybe they were an alumni or had a son or daughter that once went here, but they still find ways to come fill in those seats. And so it is a special place to play, whether it's a Friday night under the lights or, you know, Saturday playoff football and you've got semi-trucks out in the field with hay bales on top of them and people, tailgating and cheering from the other side. So, like I said, it's a special place to play. It's a special place to coach and it's a place to live. You know, we live and breathe high school football here and, you know, we definitely have a lot of pride. And so, you know, it's special for sure. You know what I mean? I think these Chassa playoff games, would like to see more students out there. Saturdays are a little bit, you know, harder to get them there because I don't think their student athletic passes get them in for free. So if we could find a way to maybe spot them all $5 and get them in the stands.
Always bothered me, Coach. That's always bothered me with state playoffs that these kids support all year long and they get in with their activity passes and we have to now tell them that they have to pay $5. Is the $5 that big a deal? Just let them in free. Maybe there's a sponsor out there listening, Coach. If there's a sponsor out there listening, let's get about $500 worth of tickets and give them away to the student body.
That'd be a good deal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Coach Yams had so many positive things to say about your program and your upcoming game and visited with him this morning, and you've gained a lot of respect from a lot of people.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You said Coach Yem at Fort Collins?
Yeah, yes. Fort Collins, you bet.
Yeah, likewise. He and I coached together, six years ago, and we usually match up with them and scrimmage them in the summertime. And, you know, he's done a fabulous job with that Fort Collins program as well, and pretty exciting to see what they're doing over there and that coaching staff and those kids. So, no, I appreciate all that and the support. And, you know, Northern Colorado football is a special place and a good brand of football altogether. There are a lot of good football teams up here, as you can tell, with, you know, University and Severance and Eaton and those guys all finding a way into the semifinals at Brush and those guys. And you've got, you know, us and 3A. And it's a lot of respect for a lot of these programs up here and proud to be a part of it.
Boy, no doubt about it. Lane, thank you. I know you're busy. Thank you for jumping on with us and go get them on Saturday, okay?
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Well, that was Lane Wassinger, the Roosevelt Rough Riders football coach. Love Lane. Talk about being laid back and just kind of rolling through things. Boy, if it's me, I'm on the edge of my seat right now, trying to get some sleep before as you get to this Saturday and you get to the big game. I'm telling you, he is just a cool, cool cucumber. All right, so we'll come back in a moment. Casey Doss, the University football coach, they go to Eaton today. 1 o'clock, folks. I'll be there in the stands. We'll talk to Casey when we come back in just a moment. It's Prep Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Preps Rewind on this this gorgeous Saturday. Michael Kirkpatrick back behind the bulletproof glass playing his air harmonica there. That was fantastic, man. That was great. That's John Popper and
Jim Popper. I don't know.
No, John Popper. I can't think of the band, though.
Oh, Blues Somebody.
Blues Traveler. Yep, that's right. Blues Traveler, that's who it is.
I should have known that.
Yeah, great stuff right there, no doubt about it. All right, let's get to this. Casey Doss, University football coach. Boy, what a season for University. They beat the 5 seed. They beat the 4 seed. They get the 1 seed in Eaton today. So Greg Garza and company going out there to try to aerial attack the Reds. Can they do it? Let's see. They've got all kinds of momentum. We caught up with Casey talking about this weekend's matchup and last weekend's big win. Here's Casey Doss. Coach, you must be feeling great this morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
And you can talk. You still, Casey, you still have your voice, man.
I just got done with 2 classes, so I'm feeling solid.
Right on, man. Talk to us about this team, this big win on Saturday, 28-14 over Delta. Talk about the, you know, first home game in 36 years in the playoffs for you. So that's one big thing. What a weekend for University. I mean, volleyball wins the title. You guys get to the Final Four. I mean, everything must be buzzing over there.
Oh, it's exciting for us. Yeah, we were talking off the air, and you know, our boys and girls on those two teams with football and volleyball, they just support each other so well, and so they just, you know, there is a buzz and excitement there. And but I'm really proud of my football team, and you know, we consider ourselves underdogs, and we got a little chip on our shoulder.
Oh yeah,
we haven't had a lot of love, and look at the social media stuff and the picks and that sort of stuff. And we kind of took it personal. Right. And so that's one of the things one of the motivating things, I think, for the football team is they're like, you know what? We're kind of that lost team in the Patriot League. And we want to make some noise too.
Yeah. Well, Bruce and I knew who was going to take care of business. We had you guys against Moffitt. We had you guys against Delta. And this has been a long time in coming too, Casey. Respect is what you want. And there is no way anybody can look at the University Bulldogs football team and not have respect and not feel like, wow, this team, they're one of the best teams in the state.
Yeah. And I think it's earned too. You know, you have to go out and prove it. And, I think it built going into the last couple games of the season, the regular season, and then going up to Moffitt was actually a blessing that we were seated where we were so we could travel.
Sure.
Because I think our team got closer
you
on that
bet.
Trip.
Yep.
I think we talked about it last week. But then this week, being at home, the guys were geeked up, and we had a good crowd, and Delta traveled really well. They had a big crowd. We had a little adversity. Delta scored first, and the guys just put together a drive and went back and answered. And that's kind of been the way that they've done it all year. Is if something happens, they go out and find an answer, and they were able to answer. Defense got a hold, you know. Then we ended up tying there at the half, and Tate made a real big time catch in the back of the end zone right before the half, and then Cannon Padilla made just a unbelievable pick six play, snuck in there on a slant and undercut the slant. And you can't appreciate that play until you watch it from an end zone camera, because he had to get off the ground, and he caught it at about 7 yards from the line of scrimmage. And so that got us going, and the kids just played well. Our defense had some big stops and a big fourth down stop. And then, you know, the offensive line, I thought, played really, really good in this game.
Yeah, no doubt. When did the pick six come? When did Cannon pick that off and get going?
That was their first drive coming out of the half.
Oh, is that right? Boy, what a way to start the second half.
Yeah, and they had gotten – I didn't realize this until you kind of forget about stuff. Everything's going crazy. But they were about midfield when he did that. And, it was just a great, great play.
Greg Garza, your senior quarterback, does what he does, 14-21, a buck 86, couple of touchdowns. Cannon and Tate both caught touchdown catches, and Cannon got the pick six as well. Greg also went 60 yards on the ground and a touchdown there. So, boy, oh, boy, I mean, these guys just stepping up. You look at these guys coming into the ballgame, looking at their faces, looking at their practice coming in. They've got it together, right? I mean, they knew they were this good, right?
Yeah, I like our swagger where we're at. I mean, I don't think we're overconfident. I think they have their energy. We learned a good lesson in the Berthoud game, and we didn't have great energy in the first half against Berthoud, and Berthoud played a great first half against us, and it kind of woke us up. And so that was a good lesson for us at that time of the year. And these guys have been coming into games ready to play, having great practices, attention to detail, all those things, that you, all that coach speak stuff that you like to talk about. But it's just been, it's been a lot of fun with these seniors. We don't want the season to end, and as nobody wants the season to end this time of year. But they know, they know that they are setting UH history, and that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Coach, as the season progresses, you guys have obviously been one of those teams that just maintain your balanced attack, both you know, both passing and rushing. So that's got to be an advantage, being, and that's what got you to the Final Four.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, and I think that I actually think it's been on our offensive line getting better each week to create that balance, to balance to where we're not one-dimensional. We are able to run the football now. And even if you're not picking up 6-7 yards at a chunk, but you're picking up 3-4 yards, that's good enough for us, because now we're able to do the things in the passing game to balance it out and make people play us honest.
Coach, throw out a couple of those offensive linemen that, you know, those guys just never get enough credit, you know.
Well,
so go ahead and shout out a few names if you'd like.
Well, our starting five right now, we have two seniors, and that's Carson Lucian and Ronan. And I'm not even going to say Ronan's, I always butcher his last name. But those two guys have done a great job. They've been in our program for 4 years. A.J. Schuler is our center, and he's a freshman, has played great. And it's gotten better and better as the season's gone on. And then Paul Swanson and Bryson Nichols on the right side have really solidified our offensive line, and just bringing a physicality that we haven't had in the past.
Well, to play, to start a freshman at center, you know, that's a important position, and obviously as the season goes on, he's no longer a freshman now. With that experience, he plays sure like more like an upperclassman.
Yes, we call him Sweet Pea, and Sweet Pea gets yelled at a little bit just because he's a freshman, but
well, that's a good little
football, he's a good football player. Yeah.
That's good stuff. Hey, we got a text in, here from Ken Bone. Says, lots of tears of joy at Tom Roach Field on Saturday afternoon. That Bulldog team making everyone so proud. So, yeah, if they weren't talking about you before, Coach, they're going to talk about you now.
Well, I just talk about the boys. I mean, it's just really exciting for our kids. You know, I mean, and they've worked hard. We push the offseason weights big time. And these guys have bought into it, and our younger kids have bought into it. I think that's really been the difference maker, is that our kids buy into our off-season program. We have a lot of multi-sport kids that play for Bobby, that play for Casey in baseball, that run track for Dan Bass. And so these guys do a lot of other things as well. Wrestle for Dave Croson, you know.
Yep.
It's fun because it's a family atmosphere.
All right, well, rematch time. You guys got to go to Eaton and take on the number one team in the tournament. How much of the 27-20 loss, where you guys were a play away from beating Eaton on that given game, how much of that game goes into the mix in practice this week? I mean, you're familiar with Eaton. You kind of know what you're going to get, right?
Oh, yeah, and I think they're very familiar with us. And to me, honestly, that game kind of goes out the window.
Sure.
Other than it's a burn, the fact that you go, man, you want to win the game. And so everybody, we both know, Coach Lemon and I and our programs know what's on the line. He's been here before. Those players over there have been there before. Our guys want to be there. And then the rivalry is what it is. And it's exciting. If you can't get geeked up for this game,
you can't get geeked then. Yeah,
you can't geek up. That's,
that's right.
So,
1 o'clock Saturday in Eaton. It'll be University in Eaton for the right to go to the state championship football game. And will you sleep Friday night?
No, I doubt it.
All right, that's a way. That's
not
good
much.
Stuff, man. All right, go out and have a great practice this week with your kids.
Thank you.
And man, could not be more happy for what you guys are doing out there. What a week! What a weekend for university sports. I mean, big time.
It's been an awesome weekend, and I think it's like you guys were saying, it just shows where the Patriot League is.
You bet.
It's just amazing. So,
Casey, thank you so much, man.
Thanks,
I know you're busy.
Thanks
for jumping in. Congratulations.
Oh, appreciate it.
That was Casey Doss, the university football coach, and boy, oh boy, this would be something if they can go out to Eaton and just give them a game. They almost beat them in the regular season, so we'll see if today is their magic day. But I'll tell you what, I think the Reds are going to be really, really tough today. All right, we'll come back in a moment, and final segment, Jeremy Hayden, the Northridge football coach, will jump on with us, talk about their great season and coming oh so close to beating the Meade Mavericks in the first round of the playoffs. Come back. Back in a moment with that. This is the Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here, Preps Rewind, on a Saturday morning here, a football morning in Northern Colorado. Got to tell you, folks, what a year for Northridge, no doubt about it. First time to the playoffs in 7 years, first time with a winning record in 7 years. Jeremy Hayden and his staff turning this football team around. And then when you look at all of the stats for this team this year, almost every big stat was from a junior or sophomore, it seems. So they have almost everybody coming back. Exciting for Jeremy Hayden to think about what next year is going to look like with all those kids buying in. We caught up with Jeremy earlier, and here are his thoughts on this past season and a look ahead to next year. Here's Jeremy Hayden. Coach, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Jeremy, all right, let's talk about this. Man, this was an exciting season, I've got to say. I think it's, if my numbers are right, first time to the postseason for Northridge in 7 years, first winning record in 7 years. You have turned this program around, and I know you're going to give all the credence to the kids out there, and you talk about this group of kids, and I'm going over the numbers. We've talked about this before. Almost every single number I see out there on the stats page, and not everything is in the stats, I get that. But it's just juniors, and there's very few seniors in there. So this has to be exciting for you, not only to get the improvement this year, but to see what's coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for our kids to have this success. They put in so much work since they got here, and so, you know, it's always good to see success for those kids. And like you said, we are junior heavy. We have a few sophomores playing for us as well.
Sure.
So, we're excited about the future.
All right, talk to me. I know Bruce has got a question for you, too. Talk to me about the thing I circled on here. Early in the season, you guys get up against the Meade Mavericks. What was that game? 1, 2, 3, 4. It goes 42-0. And then you come back here and in the playoffs against Meade, 21-20 football game. I mean, probably millions of chances to win. Talk to me about the Meade game and the difference. I mean, how far has this team come from one game to the next?
Yeah, I mean, we've come a long way from the beginning of the season. But I mean, even in that first game, we had a touchdown called back. We were inside the red zone, couldn't come away with any points. So it really wasn't that big of a difference. They did beat us, but, this week we knew we could contend with them and compete with them because we've been playing a lot better. We've been playing our best football.
Sure.
And our guys loved the game plan. They really, really bought into it and they got after it during the week. And so we had our chances to win the game this week. I just fell a couple inches short.
Okay, going to the fourth quarter, still 21-20 in that ballgame. I think there was scoreless in the fourth quarter. You did have chances. What did that look like? Were there drives where you guys got close? I mean, talk to me about the football game. You said you had chances to win that.
Yeah, I mean, earlier in the game, we had a touchdown called back for an incomplete pass.
Mm.
We settled for a field goal there, so there's 4 points. We had a questionable call on a touchdown later. Which, in my opinion, the guy was out of bounds, but you know it goes whatever way. And then we were driving the ball, late in the game, and just couldn't operate the drive like we did earlier in the game. And so, my hat goes off to Coach Klatt and Meade, and they played a heck of a game, and we just ran out of time.
Well, Jeremy, I also want to congratulate you on a great season. Moving forward, what's kind of your timeline now that you'll have your guys in the weight room? I'm sure as you look back during this season, there'll probably be some minor changes that you make and implement. But what's this off season look like after the Thanksgiving break?
Yeah, so obviously at our school, a lot of our guys play multiple sports, and so getting back in the weight room is the number one priority. I give them a couple weeks off till the end of November, and then we get back in there every morning
you know, 6 and 7. So we'll have our group of guys in the weight room right away. We start our quarterback training stuff in December as well, where we meet once a week. And then we'll start throwing the ball once we get to next year. So January, February, we start getting in and throwing the ball with receivers and tight ends. So we're going to continue working just like we have a plan we've done before. And like you said earlier, I think our guys are going to be excited to come into this offseason.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're just going to be pumped on the success they had. And it's exciting to me that a lot of your guys are multiple sport guys. You know, a lot of colleges won't recruit single sport athletes anymore. They want those well-rounded guys. So kudos to you for promoting those multi-sport athletes.
Yeah, I mean, when I was at UNC, that was one thing I looked for, too, in recruiting athletes was, you know, I wanted to talk to their basketball coach. How did he act as a basketball player, you know, their baseball coach, you know, how many games did he pitch for you? All of those things. You wanted to find out, not just from the football guys, but from everywhere else, what kind of leader he is on the team. And so we tell our guys that if they're not doing another sport, they need to be in every kind of speed training we offer or off-season stuff because they need to get better. And typically most of them all play basketball, wrestling, or baseball.
All right, I'm going to ask both of you guys this. Bruce Dick sitting here, of course, 682 wins on the basketball coach on the basketball court, and you, coach, with this program just skyrocketing now. As you get through, do you guys ever think about your as you think about your staff? Do you think about, wow, we get going really good, I'm going to lose some of these guys because they're going to go get head coaching jobs somewhere else? Is that something you consider? Like when you sit down, Jeremy, at the end of this year, you're thinking, am I going to have that full staff back, or might one of these guys jump out and take something else?
Yeah, I mean, as a head coach, you're obviously developing players, but you're developing your coaching staff as well, too. So, you know, having guys leave to take, you know, job opportunities is part of the business, and it's something that you look forward to because that means they're growing and moving forward. And so, obviously, I'll sit down with my staff, have exit interviews with them, figure out what we did well, what we need to work on, what we need to stop doing, and then go forward with a plan for that. And usually at that point is when I find out if there's anybody that's, you know, looking or may not come back next year, and then we'll move forward with whatever happens there. But I encourage my guys to try and grow and get better and move on and take better opportunities. So I'm always open for that.
Yeah, and I'll echo that, Jeremy. You know, I've had numerous guys become head coaches, and especially with young coaches, I'd rather hire a young coach that has the desire to be a head coach. Not just wanting to stand, you know, pat. And then I also like having former head coaches on a staff,
there you go,
you know, that have some experience. So a lot of times it's a mix. But with young guys, boy, you want them kind of have the same mindset of your athletes getting to the next level. So I think we echo that on the same.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think our guys, I'd rather take a young coach that's energetic and wants to get better, wants to learn over a guy that knows more football, right? Because we can teach and we can go study and critique and all that with the football aspect, but I want guys that want to put the work in and do what's best for our kids. And so that's, I mean, like you said, if you have an energetic young coach, he's always going to be the guy that you want to give more responsibility to and help him build his career. So
the worst thing I always find out, Jeremy, is I don't like coaching against my former assistants. I just don't. And next year, I'm actually going to coach against one of my former players. We've scheduled a game with each other for next year. So that's going to be kind of interesting for, you know, we're going back to Green Mountain.
Oh, yeah, there
and,
we go.
Playing at the ball arena. But yeah. That's going
to
be fun.
That's the same for us. I mean, we had to coach against Rogue this year.
That's right.
On the opposite side.
That's right.
Next year, we scheduled a game versus Ernest Collins down at Gateway. So it'll be nice to be able to go against, you know, my former head coach at UNC.
How about that? Ernest Collins at Gateway.
Ernest Collins at Gateway. Wow. I didn't realize Ernest was at Gateway. What a good guy he is.
No doubt. Hey, Jeremy, you got a couple minutes to just take a quick glance at these 3A quarterfinal games this week?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do this. Holy Family, Roosevelt. You got to play three of these teams that are in, Roosevelt, Meade, and Fort Morgan this year. So let's talk about Holy Family, Roosevelt, first of all. I'm under the impression Roosevelt losing to Durango in the championship last year. They're on a mission this year. I think they're going to be in Pueblo again. Your thoughts, Holy Family, Roosevelt, second time this year.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I'd like to cheer for Holy Family because Coach Grable's over there, I got to give the nod to Roosevelt. They're just a machine right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Meade, the 5 seed, goes to Durango. Okay, Durango is your state champion last year, so they've got that. You got to go through the champion to win it. Jason Klatt's team, God, sometimes I look at their games and I go, okay, that's the Meade Mavericks of old. Sometimes I think maybe they're down a little bit. You played them, Meade, Durango. Any thoughts?
I mean, it's always a tough day to travel that far and play a football game.
Yep.
So, you know, I got to give the nod to Durango. I think that's just a tough place to play. And anytime you play on the Western Slope, those guys are just different breeds of athletes. They're just physical, tough. You know, so I got to give it to Durango.
All right. Also, these are all Saturday 1 o'clock games. 6-seeded Frederick, the Warriors against number 3 Fort Morgan. The Mustangs. You know Fort Morgan very, very well. Frederick. I just keep looking at the numbers. I've not seen Frederick play, but I look at them on paper. They just seem like they're playing their best football right now. And boy, oh boy, they look tough to me. So I'm kind of going out on a limb and picking them as an upset here. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there. I mean, Fort Morgan's a great football team. Coach over there has them playing at a high level. Their quarterback's unbelievable, Briggs Wheatley. But I've watched almost every game of Frederick, and Coach Peoples over there is doing such a great job of getting those guys to believe. They're in the same situation we are. They're young. They're junior heavy probably. And so I got to give it to them just because I don't know if Fort Morgan's going to be able to stop their run game.
All right, and final game on the schedule is one I don't have a clue on. I've not seen Lutheran, the 2 seed. They're at home. Palisade comes over with all their peaches, the 7 seed from the Western Slope. Do you know much about either one of these teams?
You know, I really don't. I have all of Lutheran's film because I thought we'd play them the first round, so I've watched a little bit of it.
Sure.
Their quarterback's pretty good, pretty athletic. They run some zone read stuff. They haven't really played a caliber team, in my opinion, but they're destroying people, so I got to go with them. I think that they'll have the expertise and the ability to finish off a game.
Is there any question in your mind, Jeremy, that Roosevelt's the team to beat here?
No, not at all.
And
early in the season, we talked about it, and after we played Meade, I thought Meade would beat them because there was a complete program, and Roosevelt's gotten better each week. I mean,
sure have.
They've held all opponents to 7 points or less until the playoffs. Besides us, I mean that's an unbelievable stat.
Yeah, no doubt. That's Donovan Suman, the defensive coordinator over there, and of course Lane Wassinger, the head coach at Roosevelt. So I just think they got beat last year. They're going to get. I think like Jeremy thinks they're going to get to Durango in that semifinal game, but I'm thinking maybe we see Frederick and Roosevelt standing at the end of this thing.
You know, guys, and I'm not going to count out Fort Morgan.
Nope. Can't.
I think that's the best matchup in this classification this week.
That's
is
great.
Frederick Fort Morgan.
All right, Jeremy, any other notes for us that you want to throw out there? I mean, what's between now and coming on this summer, it's just weight room. Of course, as you said, you've got a lot of multi-sport athletes, so they've got to go do their thing. But when's the next time Northridge football starts doing something of substance?
Yeah, we'll probably get back into it spring ball-wise. We'll get back probably that first week of May. We'll get out there for 2 weeks of practice, get after it, and get ready for the summer season. But we're also, like I said, we're going to open up a quarterback academy for all quarterbacks in Greeley to come.
Terrific.
Just to get a better understanding of you know, football intelligence and just game day atmosphere stuff. So
Can old coaches come to that academy?
Absolutely. Love to have
okay.
them.
Good stuff.
I played a little quarterback, so you
there
know.
You go.
Right on. Jeremy, thank you so much. Congratulations on a fantastic season, and just looking forward to seeing what happens next year for Northridge football.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
All right, that was Jeremy Hayden, the Northridge head football coach. Boy, what a year for them, no question about it. All right, folks, get out there today in Eaton. University travels there 1 o'clock. In Severance, the Brush Beat Diggers travel there 1 o'clock. Get out and take part in these football games. It's going to be a ton of fun, no question. Get to Roosevelt also. Get into Johnstown, Roosevelt High School. See Lane Wassinger and the Riders take to it. Thank you to Gould Parts. We'll talk to you guys soon. This has been the Preps Rewind. Hug your kids right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.